77 WABC.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
You know, it's Jersey time here on Sid and Friends in the Morning. The great Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. So years ago, I'm not sure this guy will admit it. I'm not sure. You know, the one thing I will say about both Ann Donnelly, the DA in Nassau County, and Bruce Blakeman, the Nassau County executive, is they both, unprovoked, give me the credit for winning their elections. And this is going to sound really narcissistic, but I believe I put Jack Cittarelli on the map. And he almost beat Phil Murphy. Now, I put him there, but to his credit, which I had nothing to do with, he was an amazing candidate. And he should have won if Jersey is in a blue state and that crooked idiot Phil Murphy hadn't won before. Jack should have and would have won. But now Jack is primed to be the next governor of New Jersey. And I mean this with all sincerity. I believe he'll be one of the great governors in the United States. With that said, here he is, Jack Cittarelli. Jack, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm great, Sid, and thank you for the very generous introduction. Can we end the interview right now? I mean, it only goes down from there. I mean, God, that doesn't get any better than that.
You're right. Okay, well, nice having you.
Hey, listen, though, I got to say something about the pot shots at the Devils here this morning. I mean, your Rangers have won one Stanley Cup in the last 84 years.
Here we go.
You know, come on now. Yeah. You know, if you're going to have the governor of Jersey on, you can't be taking pot shots at the Devils.
Listen, they did a great job, those Devil teams, Lou Lamoriello. I'm friendly with Kenny Danico, all those guys, Scott Stevens, Marty Brodeur, and that'll never go away, but they've had a bad year, I guess. That's all. Listen, you guys beat my Rangers in the first round of the playoffs last year.
Yeah, it's a young team, and they got some growing up to do, but we'll get there.
No, you guys will be fine. Like we talked about, the Hughes guys are both very good players, and Lamoriello just has to figure out the right coach and the right goalie, and you guys are going to be just fine. But you've got more important things to worry about than the Devils night in, night out on the ice. Let's get to Murphy. So he's out. He will not be running again. He is term limited. He is done. So I really have no idea, being in New York, what the landscape looks like for you, A, in your party, and B, eventually running against a Democrat. What does it look like at this stage?
Well, first, let me say, Sid, that on Tuesday night, we made things officially official with the worst-kept secret in New Jersey. I officially declared. We had 700-plus people there. The atmosphere was electric. And could not have been happier with the way this is launched. And I've already begun our New Jersey diner tour. There's 600 diners across New Jersey. I'll stop in every single one of them over the course of the next year and a half. You know, there's going to be a very crowded field, to answer your question, Sid, on the Democratic side. There's already, I think, four people already in there, and they expect two or three more. You know, I'm focused on winning my primary, which I believe we're going to do, and then we'll march on to deliver a victory in November of 2025.
You know, the illegals crisis, which I refer to them as not asylum seekers or migrants, they're illegals. And it has destroyed, really destroyed, a bunch of our cities and our states around this country, especially here in New York. It's a mess. You know, the governor's done a horrendous job. The mayor has done an even worse job, continues to beat himself on the chest, how he's done it so well and treats these people with dignity. We don't care. We don't want them here. So you're going to tell me, of course, that New Jersey is not going to be a sanctuary state under your leadership, and you're not going to deal with this nonsense, Jack, are you?
We're not going to encourage illegal immigration, Sid, with sanctuary cities or us being a sanctuary state. And I will rally with the other 49 governors. I'm hopeful to support governors like Governor Abbott in Texas, because if we don't support him, We're all border states. And I really do believe what's going on the border is a matter of national security, and Joe Biden is failing the nation. I don't understand us not being tougher on Mexico. Mexico is enabling this. They're facilitating it. If they're such an important trading partner, maybe it's important. Maybe it's time for economic sanctions. They're letting people from Central America walk right through their country to the U.S. border.
What are some of the other issues right now we're looking at in the state of Jersey? I know that when I lived in Tenafly, for example, I've told you this many times, Jack, and I mean this. Tenafly, New Jersey is still my favorite all-time address. And I've lived in a beautiful home in Boca. I live in a beautiful home right now on the beach in Bell Harbor, Queens. But I loved living in Tenafly, New Jersey. I screwed it up, but I love living there. But talking to people even in that area, that beautiful Bergen County area, home invasions, car thefts, crime like they've never seen before. Is that still a major issue, even in counties like Bergen?
It is a major issue. We're seeing a rise in crime in the suburbs. People see the lawlessness, Sid. They see what's going on the border. They see the price of their groceries. And they see that Joe Biden is too old for the job and a vice president's unqualified for the job. It's why I believe Donald Trump will be elected governor, president this year. But
well, hold on. Now that you mentioned Trump, will you be looking for an endorsement from President Trump?
I only look for one endorsement. I've said this time and time again, Sid, and that's from the people of New Jersey. So that's why I'm out there every single day. But property taxes is a persistent problem. The lawlessness, the lack of support for police. As I said in my speech the other night, it got one of the loudest rounds of applause. On day one, I appoint an attorney general who supports both police and parents.
Well, that is a big deal because, you know, we've come to notice, Jack, that DAs, attorney generals, even judges, you know, we talk about these politicians all the time and they deserve to get clobbered, mayors and governors, city council people and senators across this country. But my God, Jack Cittarelli, these judges and DAs and AGs, they're killing us.
They're killing us, and we need to reform bail reform. It was well-intentioned, but it has had some unintended consequences, and we need to reform it, and we will. But more than anything, we need to let the law enforcement community know that we've got their back. Their job has never been harder, Sid. I mean, one of the other problems we're seeing across the state, too, is our public schools are failing our kids. So I'll be issuing some significant reforms with regard to the public school curriculum. These are the issues that bother New Jerseyans every single day. These were the issues 4 years ago, and Phil Murphy hasn't solved them. So we're going to continue to talk about these kitchen table issues and what this chief executive officer can do to solve people's problems.
You know, Jack, it's not exclusive to New Jersey. You're right. Every issue you just mentioned, we've got probably exponentially worse here in New York, and they've got the same issues in Philadelphia, and they've got the same issues in Los Angeles, and they've got the same issues in Chicago. You know where I'm going with this. This is not a coincidence. Every one of the cities I just mentioned have Democrat governors. And quite frankly, in some of the major cities, Democrat mayors. That has become the dirty word. You look for a city that is failing in the United States, you're going to find the word Democrat.
And these Democrats like to refer themselves as progressives, but Sid, I'll ask the question, where is the progress? Look at the progress. We've moved backward, not forward. And so in New Jersey, you know, we're not going to let these people label themselves as progressives when there's been no progress. These are very liberal policies that have not worked for New Jersey. So, again, we're going to get back to the basics, supporting law enforcement, getting tough on crime, reforming bail reform. And, of course, here in New Jersey, we're known for having the worst business climate in the nation and the worst state in which to retire. Those are two things that I'm going to focus heavily on fixing as well.
The worst state to retire? I can't believe that's the case. Hey, tell me about Atlantic City. I haven't been there. I'm not going to lie to you, Jack. I used to go all the time, Trump's place. I have not gone in a couple of years. You know, Jimmy Allen, of course, got the Hard Rock right there on the beach. And I love Jimmy and I love the Hard Rock. And I was there quite a bit. But it's been a couple of years. Summer coming up now, next month, basically hot weather. What are you looking at in Atlantic City?
Well, hopefully it'll be another good year. But we've got to make Atlantic City not so dependent on just one industry. Of course, the casino industry is important. And we're going to do everything to make sure that it continues to thrive in New Jersey. But we've got to get people to live in our cities again, Sid. When you take a look at our seven major cities, they aren't places where people want to live. They aren't places where people feel safe. They aren't places where people trust the school systems. And when that's the case, people won't live there.
What are some of those? I'm curious. I hope you're not talking about places like Trenton and Camden, but what are some of those seven major cities?
Just name three of them: Atlantic City, Trenton, Camden, Patterson, Elizabeth, Newark, down the line. Our suburbs are magnificent, Sid, but suburbs are not the engines of economic growth. Thriving cities are. And so we need a plan that's going to revitalize our cities. I'm not about gentrification. I'm not about dislocating people. But we've got to get people to want to live in our cities again and make them thriving economic centers. Otherwise, New Jersey is doomed economically.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
This is Jack Cittarelli. He's going to be, trust me, write it down right now, the next governor of New Jersey. And he's going to be a powerhouse in this country when it comes to the right politics. So my friend Jennifer Harrison just sent me a text, and she runs Victims' Rights in New York. Her boyfriend, Jack, was murdered many, many years ago, and basically there's been no apology, nothing done since. She says New Jersey also passed their own form of clean slate, which I can't stand. Kathy Hochul did that here in New York. Would you appeal that, and would you strengthen their Office of Victim Services and Victims' Rights, which are pretty much non-existent in New Jersey right now, very similar to New York?
You know, with the liberals that are running government these days, Sid, we seem to have entered an era where there's more sympathy for the criminal than there is for the victims. So I'm not familiar. I'm not very, very familiar with the laws that she's mentioning. But listen, we're going to do everything to protect people in the community. We're going to do everything to support victims of crime, and we're going to get tough on criminals again. I do believe the officer, that horrible story, the tragic officer that was killed recently in New York,
Diller.
The person who shot them had been arrested numerous times.
Yes.
Numerous times prior to that cop being killed.
What is it like in Jersey? And again, a lot of these questions I ask because I'm not there. I'm ignorant. I'm being honest. What is it like when it comes to these pro-Palestinian rallies? They're all over New York, and it's not as if, they're just exercising their First Amendment right and going out there and gathering. They're doing stuff that I think is illegal. They're going into events, churches, and blocking airports and traffic. And I don't think that New York is doing enough to stop these people. What is that aspect like, these pro-Palestinian rallies in your state?
We haven't seen many pro-Palestinian rallies across New Jersey. I've said all along, though, Sid, Israel has a right to defend itself, and it has a right to rid the region of terrorists and do all it can to protect its sovereignty. But we haven't seen pro-Palestinian rallies, a lot of them, in New Jersey. There have been small ones. As you said, people have a right to peacefully assemble. They have a right to free speech. And if they're going to do so, we ask that they continue to do so very, very respectfully. But Israel has a right to defend itself and rid the region of terrorists.
Well, on the way out, Jack, if you had to pick one, and this was a great discussion, and clearly you know the issues and you're the right guy for the job, but if you had to pick one on the way out, one issue that you think needs to be fixed the most in your state, New Jersey, what would it be?
Property taxes, and property taxes. It's the most regressive tax there is, and I propose that we'll never tax a house at more than 1% of its market value, and also property taxes will be frozen once anybody reaches the age of 70 or older. So those are two things that we can do to help people stay in their homes, get started here, and stay in their homes once they retire. 1% of the assessed value of your home and property taxes are frozen once you hit age 70. Two very easy programs to implement across New Jersey.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have enough work to do between New York and Israel. I mean, they got me working 8-9 days a week, all these folks, Jack. But when Jack Manzo calls me and says, hey, meet Cittarelli at the Brownstone, I'm going to be there.
Well, I appreciate that. And my brother Philip will be there, too, who is one of your biggest fans.
Is Philip that right?
Cittarelli. Oh, yeah.
Phil Cittarelli, my man. All right, well, listen, I thought the world of you last time you ran, and I believe you really are primed and ready to win this time around, and I'm here for you anytime you need me, Jack Cittarelli. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sid. Sid, we know we need to do a little better, and we're looking forward to delivering that win in 2025. Thanks for the airtime.
All right, Jack Cittarelli, folks. There he is, the next governor of the state of New Jersey. He's got it all, man. He's a Republican. He's smart. He cares. He's good-looking. He's the perfect politician for the state of New Jersey.